Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you are doing well. I am coming to you today. I want to bring you an audio teaching. As always, I want to edify you, bring you truth to glorify God and bring you closer to His kingdom. Today, we're going to talk about, are you refreshed? Are you refreshed? Let's talk about refreshing today. And I think, as we go over these verses about refreshing, I think you're going to come away maybe with a little bit different angle than maybe you came into this topic of refreshing. Think about that. We'll see if that's true. So both the Old Testament and the New Testament speaks about refreshing, and it's got various different Greek and Hebrew words behind them. Basically, they all are pretty close in meaning, but we're going to get at some verses. Basically all the verses, I think I only left out a few. We're going to get at all the verses that talk about refreshing in the King James Bible, and we'll go to Holy Scripture on them and discuss them and see where it leads us to. What is this refreshing all about, and how does it come? There's a clue. How does this refreshing come? All right, so first verse, God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator, sets the tone for us when He rested and He was refreshed. Exodus 31:17. It is a sign between Me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Yeah, God rested and was refreshed. That word in the Hebrew, nafash, it means to breathe, and it's kind of has the connotation of, you know, resting from your labors. That makes sense, right? He worked for 6 days, then He rested. So God rested and was refreshed. Interesting. Make note of that. Exodus 23:12. 6 days thou shalt do work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. Thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaiden, and the stranger may be refreshed. Same word as that previous verse, to breathe, to rest, to take a break from labor. And you notice, God commanded a rest, and they rested, and they were refreshed. Remember that. 1 Samuel 16:23, and it came to pass, when the evil spirit of God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand, and so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Notice, David played a harp, and David refreshed Saul. Make a note of that. 2 Samuel 16:14, and the king and all the people that were with him became weary and refreshed themselves there. So you'll read the whole context of that. Notice how the king and the people refreshed themselves. Yeah, remember these points I'm making. We'll get back to them. 1 Kings 13:7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. Notice the king says to the man, refresh thyself. The man refreshed himself. You see a pattern here. I hope you do. Job 32:20. I will speak that I may be refreshed, and I will open my lips and answer. So Job speaks so that he may be refreshed. Job refreshes himself by speaking. Same pattern here. Proverbs 25:13. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. What do we have here? Notice in this verse that the messenger refreshes the soul of his masters. He refreshes their soul. Same pattern we've seen all along, isn't it? That was the Old Testament verses. They all have a little bit different words, but same basic meaning, to rest, to breathe, to restore. Now, did you notice in those Old Testament verses that the refreshing was mostly given by others or done to people themselves? Have you noticed that? So it's either someone refreshing someone or you refreshing yourself. Did you notice that? It's not God doing the refreshing in this context. And we're going to talk about why that is, because see, God has already commanded and already put in place and already ordained and already made available to us everything we need to be refreshed. Now it's not up to God to continue to do it. It's up to us to do it with the tools that God's given us. Does that all make sense? We're going to go on, move on to the New Testament. You're going to see the same pattern here. New Testament verses on refreshing. Here we have Pentecost, Acts 3, 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Okay, this is the only verse I could find where the Lord is bringing a refreshing. But guess what? Go look up that word. Well, the word refreshing, anapoukis, it means to catch your breath, to breathe, to be revived. But go look up the context of Acts 3:19. Peter's talking about the return of the Lord in the last days. It's not now. So that refreshing's going to come. You know why Peter's talking about the refreshing the Lord's going to bring? Because Christ is going to come with fire and purge everything. There's going to be a new heaven, new earth, a new Jerusalem. Everything's going to be refreshed. Everything's going to be made new. That's what Peter's talking about. Okay? So we don't get that refreshing now. That's going to come when Christ returns. But that's the only verse in the Bible I could find where refreshing is used, and it isn't us refreshing ourselves or us refreshing the brethren. Let's keep going. And what a day that will be when Christ comes back and refreshes everything. Amen? All right. Let's see. We're going to move on to Romans 15:32. That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God and may with you be refreshed. All right, so the Greek word here for refresh means to take a rest together. It's like a group of people. Again, see the pattern. Notice it's a man in joy by God's will being refreshed to others. Catch that? 1 Corinthians 16:16-18. That ye submit yourselves unto such and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. Brethren, refreshing other brethren. We still see the pattern, either us refreshing ourselves in something in the Lord, or brethren refreshing brethren. Interesting, isn't it? That refreshing was, the meaning of that word refresh was to cause to cease from movement to labor in order to recover and collect your strength. Same basic meaning of refresh, same basic meaning. 2 Corinthians 7:13. Therefore, we are comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joy we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. Brethren, refreshing a brethren. You see that? Yeah, not God refreshing this person, not the Holy Spirit refreshing them. Us refreshing ourselves in the things of God. God's already put it in place for us. Or brethren refreshing the brethren. God's put the brethren in place. He put the body in place. And we're commanded. We'll talk about that more when we get to the end. We're commanded what we're supposed to be doing. 2 Timothy 1:16. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. All right, this means to revive somebody, same thing. He refreshed Paul. Brethren refreshing a brethren. You see this pattern here, don't you? I know you do. Two more to go. Philemon, verse, let's see, 1:7. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of thy saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Brethren, refreshing the brethren. Last verse. Philemon 1:20. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. So both these verses, same meaning, to recover from labor, to restore. In those verses, we have a brother helping a brother helping Paul to be refreshed. In fact, in Philemon 1:21, Paul says, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. I love that. So Paul says, this guy, this brother is so faithful, I'll tell him to do something, he does even more. He goes above and beyond what the apostle has called him to do. And that refreshed brother Paul. Isn't that awesome? I think it's totally awesome. So, all of this to say, what I find is interesting on this topic of refreshing is all the verses except the one about Jesus that refreshes at the end of days, and that's when he's going to come and refresh everything. It's always about us refreshing ourselves in the things of God. We can't do it without God, his word, his spirit, the Savior, or saints. Brethren, refreshing other brethren. And we still can't do that without Christ, because he established his body. God calls everyone to the body. So this is all of God. But I just find this interesting, and bear with me here. God isn't doing this refreshing for us. Have you noticed that? He's not. God is not rushing to refresh us here, refresh us there, refresh us there. No. God's already put everything in place for that to happen. If we'll obey him, we'll get to that. Now, I know there are verses in the Bible that clearly God does give us energy, raises us up, restores us. Verses like Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Notice it says, they shall wait upon the Lord. They're doing something, and then God rewards them. Then they're going to renew their strength. They'll mount up wings as eagles. You notice they're doing something, and then God does something. Draw near to God, he draws near to you. We always see that pattern, don't we? Faith and works. We don't just sit there and look at God and say, what's next? He says, go, do, obey, do my will. Jeremiah 31, 25. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. So I know there's verses like this in the Bible where the Spirit of God, the Word of God, does these things. I'm not trying to discount what God does. But when it comes to refreshing ourselves, you won't find a verse in the Bible that I'm aware of where God is doing all this. He is counting on us to obey his word and his ways and do it for ourselves and do it for the brethren. Isn't that beautiful? How about this verse? Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy, that all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So yeah, Christ gives us rest. We know that. I'm not contesting that. He gives us strength. He gives us rest. He will restore us. But what is very clear in all of the Bible, not just on this refreshing topic, is that God gave the word. He spoke it. He gave the creation. He spoke it. He sends Christ, who is the Word made flesh. He gives us his commands. He gives us his ordained ways. He gives us the body. He gives us the spirit. He gives us repentance. He gives us new life. He does all these things for us and through us. And then God expects us to look to what he's installed. His word, his spirit, the Savior, the body, the brethren, the ordained ways to refresh ourselves and then to help refresh others. So we love God and we refresh ourselves in him, and we love others by helping them be refreshed. And maybe I need to say it this way. I talk about this a lot in the streets. A lot of people treat God like he's got to do everything for us. Like we don't do nothing. Hey, God, feed me. Hey, God, revive me. Hey, God, refresh me. Hey, God, spare me. Hey, God, help me endure. Hey, God, this. Hey, God, that. And people are like, we don't do anything. God's like a big vending machine, and he does it all. It's all on him no matter what. That's not salvation. We're in a blood covenant. He did his part perfectly. We have a part to do. This refreshing is our part to do in him, through the brethren, and through each other. Yeah. We have much to do in this covenant. I preach this all the time, and it's so apparent in the scriptures. Everywhere you see, God does and expects man to act. God calls, he expects man to act. God commands, he expects man to act. God shows up, he expects man to act. Always, always, always. And again, I know it's clear that God saves us and Christ cleanses us. I get that. I preach it all the time. And he restores us. I get that. But we see in Scripture, refreshing for us and others simply comes by doing what he's already commanded us to do. Look to him. Look to the Word. Look to the Spirit. Look to each other. Look to what's good, pure, true, Philippians 4:8, and we're going to be refreshed. We don't need God to constantly come and be doing everything for us when he's already done everything for us. We just need to walk in it. You get what I'm saying? He commanded us to rest. He commands us to stop, be still, and know I'm God. He commands us to prioritize, set your mind on things above, right? Colossians 3:2. He says, focus on the kingdom, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom. Pray, Paul says, pray unceasingly. Love the brother, and that's all over the New Testament scriptures. Edify, exhort each other daily, lest you be caught up in the deceitfulness of sin, Hebrews 3:13. Be good examples, Peter, 1 Peter tells us to be examples to the flock. Be faithful, that's all over God's word. Be consistent, be diligent, be zealous for good works, Titus 2:14. This is everything that God's called us to do, and when we do these things, we're going to be refreshed. And guess what? We're going to refresh the brethren that know us, see us, are connected to us. So ponder all this. Next time you feel like you need to be refreshed, and we all do, before you cry out to God and say, oh, God, do it for me, refresh me, I think we need to stop and ask ourselves, have we obeyed his commands? Are we resting on a regular basis? Doesn't have to be Saturday Sabbath, of course. That's not in play today. But are we resting? Are we stopping? Are we focusing on him? Do we have our priorities right in our life? Are we focused on the brethren? Are we pouring out to the brethren? Are we looking to what God has instituted for our refreshing? Right? Does that make sense to you? I hope it does. Are you ready? This is a big one. Are you a refresher to other saints who know you by how you live every day? When they need lifting up, by your witness, your walk, your life, are you refreshing them? And in turn, they refresh you. That's how it works, you know. If people see my life, it should edify them. And when I look at their life, it should edify me. And it goes round robin. When I need them, they need me. When they need me, I need them. We go round robin. A marriage works like that. When Sister Amin's strong, sometimes I need her help. When she's weak, sometimes she needs my help. And we go round and round that way. And we refresh and edify each other that way. We don't just sit there and cry out to God and say, do it all for us. God's already given us all the tools we need. We're always looking to him. But how do we look to God? Solomon said, this is the duty of man. Fear God, keep his commandments. So if we fear God, we're going to be saying, hey, how did God tell us how to refresh? Well, he told us to look to him, look to his word, to rest, to look to each other, to look to the body, to walk in purity, holiness, and obedience, stay out of sin, stay out of the world, don't seek careers, don't be stockpiling money that you got to fret about, don't be worried about popularity and status, don't be worried about pride and vanity. You see, a lot of the things that cause people not to be refreshed are sin and worldliness and compromise that go against God's word. Yeah, ponder that one. Jesus walked around and he needed to be refreshed at time to go and be restored. But guess what? He was walking in the will of the Father. And it didn't take him long, did it, to go and restore and refresh. A lot of people walk around, Christians I'm talking about, in a constant state of not being refreshed because they live in a constant state of not being in God's will by not obeying him. You see, another point I wanted to bring up, God always provides things for us. But then guess what? He expects us to do the work for it. You want a great example of that? Ready? Go read the accounts when the Israelites are in the desert wandering around. What are we going to eat? And God rains down manna from heaven. And what did he tell them to do? You just sit in your house and I'm going to deliver it and set it on your table. And no, he said, go pick it up and store up yourself some so you don't have to go and pick any up on Saturday on the day of rest. They had to go get it. So God puts all these things in place for us. And then we have to go walk in it. We have to go get it. We have to do it. We have to obey it. We have to keep his commandments. That's what I'm talking about here. This is very, very clear, very, very evident to us that when we read scripture, God brings us these things and he expects us to walk in all of these things. And that's how we will be refreshed, and that's how we can refresh others. He's put everything in place that we need. And we can go oftentimes and get it for ourselves. There's a thought. We can go get it for ourselves. A lot of times, you need to go and get what's in the Word. God already put it in the Word. He said it's right there. It's there for you to get, to be refreshed and restored. It's what you need. Go get it. Go take a brother or sister with you to help you. Go get it. Go take this to them. They need it. I put it right here for you. You see my point. So this refreshing is an interesting topic. Maybe if all of us would focus on what God's installed for our lives in the Word, in the Spirit, and if we would truly believe what he's done, what he's put in place, and by faith, if we would just every day walk it out and do what he's called us to do, come out of the world, live holy, love each other, love the brethren, be a good example, preach the gospel, lose this life. All these things I preach about every day and all over my website and in the streets. If we would all do those things, refreshing always will come. We don't have to cry out to God and say, oh, help me. It's kind of like the whole revival scene. There is no such thing as revival to the true people of God because we're already alive in Christ. Revival is for people that are dead. Okay? There's no revival coming in the last days. You're either alive in Christ or you're not in Christ. Now, can we be restored? Can we be renewed? Can we be lifted up? Can we be encouraged? Can we be cleansed? Of course, all of those things. We could be up and then we're down. We need to be lifted back up again. I get that. But I just would offer to you on this topic of refreshing that far too many of us look to God and think he's got to do it all. I just sit and do nothing. When we're not even obeying God's word, his commands, his ordained ways for today. Churchianity certainly isn't doing that, obeying his commands. And I know many saints that have left churchianity yet still don't obey his commands. I know just a very few godly, holy saints that have come out of churchianity in the world that actually obey his commands fully. So that's my encouragement to you today, refreshing. Where are you looking to get it from? Are you expecting it of God? Just give it to me, God. Just put that manna right on my plate, Lord. Or do you know that God put it there and he says, go get it and you'll be refreshed. Yeah, put it right there. Go get it. Something to ponder, isn't it? I hope that makes you think today. I hope that gives you some truth that you didn't have. Go test that to the Word of God. Maybe I got it all wrong, man. But that's what I see in Scripture when it comes to refreshing. It's there for us. God has everything in place. He's not waiting for us to be spoon-fed by him. He's waiting for us to get up, to walk, to strive, to feed on the Word of God, and to restore ourselves in what he's already ordained. And guess what? I'll say it one last time. The refreshing we see in the Scriptures is us getting refreshment from what God's already done, and the brethren refreshing each other by how they live, what they're doing ministry, pouring out to each other. Go read those verses again. They'll edify you. I hope my life and ministry is refreshing to you. The true saints I know are refreshing to me. Let me know how I could help any of you in the faith as you're striving for the kingdom of God. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. We're out street preaching tomorrow at some really unique events. I hope they all go off well. Hope they both go off well. And we'll be back with videos and audios to talk about it. Hey, thanks for listening. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.